As far as the Electoral Commission is concerned, there are some constituencies that haven't been able to be counted. But from what the chairperson of the Electoral Commission said, those results would not alter the difference or make any difference when it came to announcing President-elect John Dramani Mahama as the president-elect. So as things stand now, President-elect John Mahama has slightly over 56.6% of the vote against former Vice President Muhammadu Bawumia, who has 41.6% of the vote. It was a low turnout compared to the previous elections, but at least as they registered about 60% of the voters voted in this election.
So the president-elect John Dramani Mahama has been speaking to Ghanaians. Any idea what he said?
Absolutely. I just came back from that rally he had at his office. Very electrifying, a very excited crowd. It was one of those things that he was looking forward to. Remember, he has contested against the current president, Nana Akufo-Addo, two times and lost. So this was one of those rallies where his supporters, he told his supporters, thanked them, those who stood by him, he thanked his family, he thanked every single person who has been a part of this long journey. It's been 8 years of him trying and trying and trying. Finally, God helped him.
Of course, now the task is dealing with the demands of the electorate, the economy. I guess Ghanaians will have to wait to see what's going to happen.
I think he has an uphill battle. For sure, the economy is not doing great. You have a lot of young, excited people who are waiting for change, who are waiting for some of these promises that were promised during the election to be implemented. And I kid you not, this could be one of those things where 100 days into office, 6 months into office, young people are getting onto the street saying that our conditions haven't changed because they overwhelmingly voted for the idea that he's going to bring about jobs when he talks about the 24-hour economy, that he's going to, in a way, change the direction of this country economically, politically, and socially. So a lot of eyes are on how he handles himself going forward. People who voted massively, massively across the entire country for him, they want to see change that is immediate. Not something that is far-fetched, but something that is tangible. They want to see tangible results in the immediate. As John Mahama was giving his victory speech, he talked about how the current president, Nana Akufo-Addo, extended an olive branch and invited him to Jubilee House. And they're going to have a transition meeting this Wednesday.